Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Demise. By the by, I actually thought about this morning. When I was doing my my morning ritual prayers, does anyone know? Because I haven't seen this, and I didn't have time to look it up. I was quite busy getting other show prep materials together. Does anyone know whether the parents of Charlie Gard had him baptized? This is kind of important. I pray that he was, and if not, that someone is telling him, hey, before, better safe than sorry there, before you pull the plug, you need to get a priest in here, you need to get him baptized. I only ask it not as a point of contention. I don't mean to jab. I don't mean to raise any controversy over it. It's just purely a concern. And I just thought I'd pass it on. Maybe one of you have seen a story about this, and I haven't seen it, and I don't know. So I thought I'd ask. That's one. Number two, folks, back during the debate over Obamacare. I'll never forget this. Back during the debate over the Affordable Care, the Patient Care, the Patient and Affordable Care Protection Act, PACHPA. Back with what we know as Obamacare today. Back during this debate, and then previously in the 1993 and 1994 debate over Hillary Care, one of the things, one of the points that was brought up as to why socialized medicine, especially amongst a citizenry, now having expanded to 320 million people, at that time it was 275, 280 million, back in the 90s, 310 back in 2009, that a single-player plan, as Bernie Sanders insists, and we need to have universal health care. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States. The best example that you could turn to or point to say, okay, what happens when it doesn't go as well as the political class who aren't doctors? Who aren't clinicians, who don't run hospitals, who have no expertise in the medical field whatsoever. But don't worry, they'll get it right. Sure they will. what happens in the worst case scenario when things don't go as they're supposed to? And ultimately, people start getting denied care. Well, look at the NIH. That's the National Institute of Health. And England, United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. And many people would point to case after case after case of people dying, of people being basically killed by government. Because the hospital will do exactly what it did, the little Charlie Gard. It will delay and obfuscate and throw red tape in bureaucracy and lawyers and courts and judges and every other Hades forsaken thing up into the path of the planning of the family that's at question. And I don't recall any particular stories, but I do remember that there were instances where care was denied and people died. That's a great slogan, right? Democrats would use it. Care was denied, so people died. As a matter of fact, I could hear Nancy Pelosi,
care was denied, so people died.
Couldn't you hear her? Care was denied, so people died. Oh, the poll is telling me that little Charlie was baptized. Thank you, Cesare. Guys in the chat room are awesome. We have the best audience in the chat room, folks. We have the best audience in all of radio. But not many people run a chat room while they're on the air. We do. But we were warned about this and about how people are going to die over this. Simple as that. If you implement Obamacare and on the current course it's on, one of two things has to happen. I don't mean to take advantage of little Charlie Gard's demise. And by the by, I have been praying for that child. And, you know, God can work a miracle. There's a story yesterday I saw in the Crusader Room of a woman who regained from Aletia, aletia.org, where a woman regained her sight in Arizona. And, of course, the usual suspects were there. How do we know this? I mean, how do we know she was really blind? Because she was? Because there are witnesses to her being blind most of her life. That's how. So you can always, we always hold out hope for a miracle. But back to the case at hand. One of two things is going to happen with the Affordable Care Act and with the now skyrocketing. It, figuratively speaking, is skyrocketing. It's headed towards the sky. Cost of medical services in the United States. One of two things. Either A, there is a fix forthcoming, say a repeal of the Affordable Care Act or of the signal parts of it that are causing all the calamity and disaster that's about to ensue, or B, the plan goes and gets implemented as planned. More and more people can't afford it, and so they get forced, because again, by government fiat, let's make it mandatory, they get forced onto Medicaid rolls, because they've never heard of the Good Samaritan plan or any of the other co-op plans that are available out there. They get forced onto Medicaid. I said Medicare. I meant Medicaid. And then ultimately, a state like Louisiana, that is, how many of you people knew that? I know we talked about a state of Illinois being drop pocket Bumstead and about to go under. State of Louisiana is not much better off. As a matter of fact, the governor's going to have to call a special session because we are $1 billion in the hole. States can't borrow any money, and the legislature is already whacked off as much of this, what we call in this state, constitutionally mandated spending. That's the excuse our shiftless, lazy, useless legislators use to justify the taxation rates and the size of the government workforce, which is one of the biggest ones per capita in the union here in Louisiana. Anyways, it's going to happen if, say, 250,000 people in the Bayou State, Shay, get thrown onto the state's mushrooming Medicaid rolls. It's going to happen. State doesn't have any money. The federales are $222 trillion in the hole. It's going to happen. Rationing. Think Charlie Gard. Your neighbor, you know, the one that lives over there in St. Bernard Parish and works at the Humana Hospital, darling. She gonna be turned into a bureaucrat. It's exactly what's gonna happen. It's what happens everywhere where this is implemented. Some places worse than others. It really also depends upon people's attitudes and how they think they should have access to free health care. If you live in an entitlement state and you think that everything ought to be free because you live in the entitlement state and you're going to take advantage of the National Institutes of Health or the whatever we're going to call it here, the National Institutes of Death, you're ultimately going to strain it to where it can't provide the service. Now, what's going to happen when it can't provide the services? It's going to have to tell people no. I mean, folks, what is truth? It is conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? That's reality. The reality is, if there isn't enough dough to pay, then just like in Canada, and just like in Italy, and just like in England, and just like everywhere else where they have this, people are going to be told no. How about no? No, sorry, there's no funding for that service. We are, admitter patient, please. We've already performed as many of those services as we can this year. Now, if you can survive until next year, we'll put you on a waiting list. And that's what happens in Canada. The sad, 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 tragic part about all this here in America is all of this has been predicted. There's not a thing that's happening today with this that was not foretold. Every single aspect of this. If you subsidize something, what's the old rule? You get more of it. I mean, none of this stuff is hard to figure out. That's the most maddening thing about it. Is that you would think that our ruling elite masters might have gotten the clue that imbecile radio guys like me and many of you in your various capacities or various vocations that you got. You knew what was going to happen. And look, if the premiums are still going up, and they are, what's the force on earth that's going to stop them? Are you people that work in the medical services industry, are you going to have a sit-down strike? Are you going to tell the hospital chains that have sold out to the insurance providers that they're the ones that are at least partly responsible for this and they need to do something about it? And if not, you're going to quit? Really, folks, the only alternative is withdrawing consent right now. Finding some plan out there that's not affiliated with actually with what we used to be called major medical insurance. You find one of these Christian-based, and there's a Catholic-based plan out there. Somebody sent me a link to it the other day. I think Midas Church and I might actually sign up on it. Find one of those plans and then hunker down. It's the best you can do. Find doctors that take cash. Find shaman out there. You might need to find a medicine man. You might need to find what did Hank Williams Jr. call him in a family tradition? I said, hey, Sawbones, come find an old Sawbones out there. Either that or do what our foreparents did. What's that, Mitter Church? Well, send one of your kids off to medical school. Pray they make it through it. And have a doctor that actually makes house calls in your neighborhood. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers here on a Tuesday. We are live on the 25th of July. Glad to have you with us. Our telephone number, if you'd like to comment on any of this, call 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. We invite you to become a supporter and co-owner of the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network by going to the website at crusadechannel.com and becoming a Founders Pass member today. Just click the join button at the top of the page and choose your membership plan. And folks, there are so many benefits that inure and many more that are currently kind of like free. They cannot, hey, look, we're in the same situation the government's in. We can look at the revenue side of things, and we can look at what it is that we're providing and say, like, well, it's just not affordable at current subscriber level. You can't service that market. It's impossible. So you're going to have to make some things that are currently free for pay. So and of course, our situation is not nearly as extreme as that is being faced by government and medical services, but you know what also bothers me about this? So many people, every single person listening to this show right now, knows someone that works in a medical services profession. Everybody does. Even if you don't know a doctor, you know a nurse, you know a pathologist, you know you have an orthopedic surgeon, whatever. I know several, and I have a child that wants to go to med school. And I keep telling her, you may need to take a side or get a minor in business because you're going to need a lot more business smarts. Then you're going to need more, as much business smarts as people that are pursuing MBAs need. Because the only way you're going to make it, and the only way you're going to have any semblance of a normal life where you're not just a number being told what to do by the government, various governments, is to do cash only, private, what they call concierge health care.